And if I could get a 5 and a 1, that would be awesome.
15, right?
Yes, please. Hi, Olivia Detta. Thank you very much.
Hi, Olivia.
So, yeah, I was asked to speak on communicating with debtors and then was asked for a topic, and my topic was bookending and, you know, reaching out to other debtors, because that was the kind of first thing that came to mind when we were talking about communicating with creditors. But just to qualify, I have been a debtor since I've spent money. I remember getting my first debit card in England and learning really early on that I could overdraw it. And I was probably 15 at the time. So I was in debt from being 15 years old. I have earned varying amounts. I act, so my income has been huge and been nothing, and I am unable to manage huge sums of money and no money. And what kind of got me into the situation that I was in when I first came to program, which was now going on 2 years ago, which is, time has flown. I was doing a TV show in which I earned the most money I had ever earned in my life. I'm going to use numbers, people. I know it can be weird to talk about figures, but I figure we're in the right place to do that. But I was earning $27,500 an episode, and we shot an episode a week. And I had been doing Broadway before that, so the money was good, but this was certainly the most money I had ever earned. And I had a financial advisor, I got a new accountant, and I gave power of attorney to that accountant, which was a big mistake, because I paid my first tax bill. I incorporated, so I had to file business taxes quarterly, and I paid the first one, which was about $60,000, and I thought I was done for the year. I was not. And my accountant, who I had paid, failed to file my 2020 business taxes, and I haven't sorted that out until about 3 weeks ago. So I owed the government, between the IRS, New York State, New York City, and California, about $80,000. I was using credit cards when I was earning that big sums of money, because I thought, well, this is my opportunity to get incredible credit, and my credit limits went to like $100,000 per credit card, because, you know, I had all this income, and I was paying them off in full when I was earning. And then when the season ended, we were kind of promised a season 2, so I continued to spend on my credit card. I moved house. I moved into a 3-bedroom apartment with 3 stories on my own. And I did, at the time, what I thought was a spending plan. And I was like, well, even if we don't get a season 2, I can afford to live here for 2 years. 4 years later, I still hadn't, we didn't get a season 2. What I thought would happen, which was, you know, from there I would go on to a different series or there would be a different film, it didn't happen. And, you know, that like fantastical thinking that they talk about, I was like, well, even though I can clearly see that I am not earning and my credit card's balances are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, I'm going to book another show and I'm going to solve this all in a week. And God said, ha ha. And so when I came into program, One of my credit cards had charged off because I had stopped paying it at about $30,000. Another credit card was kind of crippling me. My monthly payments were around $500 a month for that one. I have personal taxes that combined as paying around $800 a month, and then these business taxes. And the credit card charging off was the moment where I was like, I can't do this. I couldn't sleep. I was using one credit card to pay the other credit card. I was paying using credit cards to pay my rent. I was buying groceries on credit cards. And when the week came that, you know, rent's due, credit cards are due, everything was due, I didn't have anything. Like I literally didn't have any money. I'm talking none. And I didn't know what to do. And in my head, I was still living like I was rich. But I couldn't afford groceries. Like, I couldn't afford McDonald's French fries without debting. And from the outside looking in, I'd, you know, created with like, so much of my self-esteem has been surrounded by, or like comprised of what I'm doing work-wise. And so it was to be like celebrated, and it made, you know, I was worth something. And nobody knew that I couldn't pay my rent. Nobody knew that, like, I couldn't sleep because of my credit card debt, apart from one friend who paid my minimum payments multiple times, and a sponsor in another program reminded me that we are self-supporting through our own contributions. And I thought, well, if I can't go to this person, I'm not in touch with my family, very complex relationship there. But I thought, well, if I can't go to this person, I have no one to do this. And at the time I've been waiting tables, you know? So what I was earning in a week didn't even come close to my expenses, which I didn't know what they were prior to coming to program. And so I did not want to be here. This is my third 12-step program. And this was the one that I was like, oh, this is failure. Like, I did not want to be here. I came, started taking my numbers, started getting an idea of what my monthly, daily, weekly expenses are, which was terrifying, but also comforting to see it, comforting to not be guessing. All of my finances my whole life, I've just been like guessing, oh, I earn around this, oh, I spend around this. I had no idea. Now I know. And when you know, there is power in the numbers. There's relief in the numbers. And this charged off credit card was like my biggest fear. I didn't want to call the credit card company. I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but what actually happened was they reduced my interest from 22 point something to 11%. My minimum payment is $50 on this credit card. And as long as I make a $50 payment, no further action is taken. The other credit card that has not charged off, which I was like clinging to this idea of good credit, like, I don't have any money in my bank account. Like, what do I need? Like, I'm not buying a house. I'm not, do you know what I mean? I certainly don't need another credit card. So I don't know what I was clinging to, but once I kind of let that go through this program, I was able to call my other credit card, and I'm like talking about bookending. Like, I need you all to tell me my life is not going to end if I speak to someone who is unhelpful. I need to know that. And so I would call a debtor and then I would call a creditor. And the first person I spoke to with this one credit card was not helpful. And so I call a debtor and I'm panicking and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like they said, I can't do anything. I can't afford to make these payments. And they said, call again. And I called again and I spoke to somebody else. And my minimum payment was reduced. I'm on what they call a payment liquidation program with a monthly payment that I can afford. You know, it's cheaper than my minimum payments were before. And I've just spent, it's actually like quite timely because I've spent like the last few weeks communicating with my creditors for my business debt. And, you know, they asked me, well, how much do you have available? And I was able to say with certainty, this much. I can give you this much. How do I know that? Because here is a sheet of all my expenses and all my income for the past 2 years. This is what I can give you. And she was like, well, oh, I guess, okay, if that's all you got. And so for this like huge debt, I'm paying them $100 a month. And I feel like I can confidently keep up with those payments. So I felt when I was asked to speak here, I felt somewhat like a fraud because I am still in debt. That's the truth. I am solvent, but I am very much still in debt. The payment plan that I set up with the tax people, it's at like an 11% interest. And with my $100 payments a month for the next like 7 or 8 years, I'm going to be making these payments, you know? And my sponsor reminds me that that's okay. It is one day at a time. I can afford I can afford to feed myself. I can afford to spend $100 on clothes every month. I can afford to, like, I don't feel like I am going without, which was my biggest fear coming into this program. I very rarely cook for myself. I eat out a lot. It's something that brings me joy. And I thought I would have to give up joy. I thought giving up debting meant giving up joy. It has not meant that. It has meant I allocate a monthly allowance to my joy, which feels really good. And I know it's like the most basic part of this program. And I know most of you have probably been in this program longer than me. I'm sure I will learn more from you than you will learn from me. But the fact that I haven't spent on a credit card in close to 2 years is insane. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I spent everything on a credit card, not because I wanted to, because I had to. And so this feels wild. And you know, this fear of what people are gonna do if I call them and tell them, like, this is my situation. The fear is so much greater in my mind than like anything that reality has actually presented to me. And no one's come knocking at my door. And in fact, I find I am received mostly, apart from New York State, they're not nice people, but mostly people are grateful. People, they're like, thanks for letting us know where you are. Thanks for letting us know what you can afford. And how long do I have, by the way?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
1 minute.
Perfect. I could feel
I'm
it.
So enthralled.
but yeah, it's just been a huge relief to structure, to have the agency with thanks to this program and with thanks to my higher power. And I would like to say that the Faith Without Works, it is dead. I've been in other programs now for like, you know, a while, and I used to pray about my money problems and then whip out my credit card and go shopping and be like, why isn't God helping me? Why, you know, like, we have to help God help us. And at least that is my opinion. And I feel so grateful to be in this much debt and to be able to pay it off and live. And I never thought I'd say that. So that's my time.